In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Do you know God is having a good day today? He's not angry with you. Do you know that he called you to himself today? He is love, and he wants to fill you with love. Do you know that you are loved with an everlasting love today? Do you know these things in your heart? That God's having a good day today. And all those people in heaven are having a blessed day today. Oh, they're just waiting for you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. To give your life to Jesus. Oh yes, not only my hour today, but my life belongs to Jesus. What about you? Does your life belong to Jesus? Do you know, K-N-O-W, in your heart, that he loves you? And that more than loves you, he's in love with you. Do you know that God is crazy about you, and he wants only one thing from you, your life? Oh yes, it's about giving a life to Jesus, giving our lives to Jesus. Today, Lord, I give you my life, and I give you permission over my life today. Do whatever you want to do today. I give you my life, O God. Let grace fill my heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm looking at Matthew 14, verse 34. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret. After the people of that place recognized him, oh, they recognized Jesus, they sent word throughout the region and brought all who were sick to him. Oh yes, it's Jesus, the free clinic of God. How we need Jesus. How we need him to heal us. How we need him to love us. Oh yes, the free clinic of God. Jesus healed the sick there and begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak. I tell you, people touch the fringe of his cloak without faith, they were not healed. People who touch the fringe of his cloak with faith were healed. You know, Father Tom, tell me why everyone is not healed. I have no idea. But I do know this. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. I prayed for my father. I got the best people to pray for my father. And my father died. You might say, then God does not heal. Oh, I know God heals. I have seen the healing power of God. I have seen the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is a healer. God is a forgiver. God is love. Oh, yes. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So that everyone who touched the fringe of his cloak were healed. And all who touched it were healed. Oh, yes. Touch him in faith today. Touch him in faith today. Oh, not only in your words, but in faith. I believe in the name of Jesus that I'm healed. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities on the cross. I'm thinking of the cross today. For all eternity we'll be praising God for the cross. The cross and the finished work of Christ is the greatest thing that Jesus did and rose from the dead. The cross, it will take us eons to begin to thank God for the cross when we were in heaven. Chapter 15. Then the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands before they eat?" How foolish. How foolish. Oh, yes, they're trying to catch Jesus in his words. "Your disciples do not wash their hands before they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? That's tradition with the small t. For God said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say that whoever tells father or mother whatever support you might have from me is given to God, then that person need not honor the father. I tell you, you're supposed to take care of your mother and father. They took care of you. And one person said to me, my mother had 10 children. One person with her husband were able to care for 10 children, but 10 children were not able to care for one mother. So very true. So very true. You say, my mother's in a nursing home. You know what? Maybe it's very necessary, but you need to fight for your mother in the nursing home. You need to make sure that they're experiencing to touch your mother, to heal your mother, to feed your mother. You need to be sure that the nursing home is a place for health and not a place to die. You make void the word of God, you hypocrites. Isaiah prophesied rightly about you when he said, this people honors me with lips. Oh yes, I don't want to honor my Lord with my lip service. I want to give him my whole life. I do give him my whole life. You say, but Father Tom, you do that every day. That's right. That's right. I give him my life. I do not want to honor God with my lips alone. I want God to just give me himself. Oh yes, through Christ our Lord. I want only Jesus. I want to experience the love of Jesus. I want to experience the care of the Father. But their hearts are far from me. Are your lips speaking the glories of God, but your heart is far from Jesus? I'm telling you, he's having a good day. He wants your heart. He wants your life. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts, washing hands, as doctrines. Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. I tell you to touch your heart, and now touch your lips. From the fullness of the heart, the lips speak, the mouth speaks. Is your heart circumcised by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit? I need to be circumcised in my heart by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit. Then the disciples approached and said to Jesus, do you not know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? In other words, you don't have to wash your hands. He answered, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Has the Heavenly Father planted you in the garden of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh yes, you're not going to be uprooted. You belong to Jesus. You gave your life to him. He gives his life back to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them alone. They are blind guides, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into the pit. But Peter said to him, explain this parable to us. Then he said, are you all still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. Do you have heart trouble today? What comes out of your mouth today? It proceeds from the heart. Do you have heart trouble today? Then you need to have your heart circumcised by the Spirit of God. And this is what defiles a man. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a person. It's not a bad thing to wash your hands, but you're not defiled by not washing your hands. You are defiled by not giving your life to Jesus. You are defiled by saying, I can do it on my own. That defiles you. We cannot do it on our own. We are in need of a Savior, and He comes to save us. I tell you, Jesus is like the person who saved me when I was at Nantasket Beach and the waves were carrying me out. I needed someone to come after me and save me, and someone did. Jesus is the lifeguard, the spiritual lifeguard, who saves us from our sins, who saves us from our iniquities, who saves us from our sicknesses. I'm looking at chapter 15, verse 21. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman, a Gentile, from that region came out and started shouting. She's shouting, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was sent only for the lost sheep of Israel. But she came and knelt before Jesus, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food, which is healing and deliverance, and throw it to the dogs. Because this lady was a Gentile, he called her a dog. She said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. Oh yes, she had faith. Even the dogs eat the scraps from the master's table. I'll bark for you if you want me to. I just want the scraps, and you heal my daughter. Oh yes, she hollered, Heal my daughter. My daughter has a demon. Heal my daughter. I tell you, Jesus was delighted by her faith. And do you have that faith? Do you have that faith today that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, that Jesus Christ was buried for you, that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead for you and for me? 15:29. After Jesus had left that place, He passed along the Sea of Galilee, and He went up the mountain where He sat down. Great crowds came to Him. Why? Bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at His feet, and He cured them. Oh, put yourself at the feet of the cross. Put yourself at the feet of the cross. I want to minister to Jesus on the cross and in the resurrection. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. So that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. Oh yes, this is very interesting, because these people who see all these healings are going to ask for a sign. What other sign does He give? That the kingdom of God has come upon you. How does that happen? That He casts out demons and heals the sick. What other sign are they looking for? They are without faith. And the blind see. And they praise the God of Israel. And Jesus called His disciples, verse 32, to Him and said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me for 3 days. Jesus preached for 3 days. My Lord, it wasn't just a couple of words. It was 3 days homily. And you know what? He knew that the people were without food because they had listened to Him for 3 days. And they have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to Jesus, Where are we to get enough bread in the desert
to feed so great a crowd? The disciples have no faith. They saw the multiplication of bread and fish before. They have no faith. Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? They said, seven, and a few small fish. Then ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the seven loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all of them ate and were filled. And guess what? They took up broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, not counting the women and children. So there must have been 8,000 women at least, and 8,000 children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magdala. I tell you, this is Jesus. This is Jesus, the Lord, the King of glory, the one who is having a good day, the one who loves you today with an everlasting love. This is Jesus, our healer. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. How do we touch the Lord? With faith. Expecting. With faith. Why isn't everyone healed? I don't know. But I know people are healed by touching the Lord with faith. I have no idea. My father I buried. My mother I buried. But I know when I pray with people, people get healed. Why? Because of the love of God, because of the love of Jesus, because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus to test him. They asked him to show them a sign. He heals all these people. They want a sign from heaven. Foolish men. They got the sign. They just ate the loaves and the fishes. They just were completely enthralled with the healings of Jesus. Oh yes, we want a sign from heaven. Jesus answered them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearances of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. You can't interpret what I've just done to the lame, the maimed, the deaf, the mute, and the blind. You cannot interpret it. An evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Then he left them and went away. Verse 5 of Matthew 16. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Now these disciples are as stupid as we are. Jesus has multiplied bread over and over again. They forgot to bring any bread, and Jesus said to them, watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of the Sadducees, that's sin. They said to one another, it is because we have brought no bread. And becoming aware of it, Jesus said, oh, you of little faith, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive? Do you still not remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many baskets you gathered? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many baskets you gathered? How could you fail to perceive that it was I speaking about bread? No. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Then they understood that he had not told them to beware of yeast of bread, but of the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You've got to wash your hands. You gotta wash your hands, but we're not gonna take care of our mothers and fathers. I give that to God. I give my money to God. Oh, Jesus said, you are a foolish generation. You are a sinful generation. You are an uncaring generation. Matthew 16, verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do men say that the Son of Man is? This is a very important question. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist returned from the dead, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And Jesus said to them, but who do you say that I am? Oh, Simon Peter answered, thou art the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I tell you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. What rock? The rock of the confession and the rock of Peter. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah, that he is the Christ, that he is the Messiah. Oh, yes. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus, saying, God forbid, Lord, this must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Oh, Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross. He knew that he had to go to the cross to carry the sins of the world. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men, you and me, to myself. Oh, yes, it's all about the cross. It's all about the cross. St. Paul said, when I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to speak to you only about the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Hallelujah. Are you crucified to the world? Have you given your life to Jesus? Is this the day that you give your life to Jesus? He's in a good mood. He's always in a good mood. People say, but he's angry with me now. He's got better things to do than to be angry with you. He wants your life. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my life. Heal me. Heal me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. I repent of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Be my Lord and my Savior. Be my Lord and my Savior. I tell you, we need to give our lives to Jesus. Our life is so important that he wants it. And he wants to use your life. He wants to use my life. Oh, yes. He wants to work with us. He wants to work with you. He wants to work with me. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, please, come help me. We need to pay July's bills. We haven't paid any of them yet. We don't have the money yet. But I know God is my provider, and that He will use you to help us to preach the Word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.